Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 through 21. We're going to look at this passage this evening and then look at the subject of moving forward for God. Moving forward for God. Joshua 24, verses 14 through 21. If you would just follow along with me this evening as I read, starting in verse 14 of Joshua 24, it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And the people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out them from before all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore, we will also serve the Lord, for He is our God." And Joshua said unto the people, "Ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do hurt and consume you after that He hath done you good." And the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve the Lord." As I said this evening, we're going to look at this idea of moving forward for God. Moving forward for God. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get into the message this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day, Lord. We thank You for the service we had this morning. What a great message we heard about being with You and from the life of Noah. And Lord, I pray that You would bless now this evening's service as well. Lord, I pray that You would move in the midst of the service. And Lord, bless us, I pray. Help us to learn something about going forward for You, about doing something for You, about occupying till You come, Lord, as You command us to do. And Lord, I pray that You would bless now this time. Be with me as I preach. Be with the folks as they listen. Lord, I thank You for this opportunity to preach, and Lord, every opportunity that I get to do so. And Lord, I pray that You would bless this time. I pray that we would leave here better equipped and better desirous to serve You, Lord. I pray that You would bless now. In Jesus' name, amen. We come to the end of the life of Joshua here at Joshua 24, and I really do love the life of Joshua. We see so much from him. We see him as a military leader all the way back in the book of Exodus, and then we see so much go on in the book of Joshua, starting at the beginning, obviously, where we started, and we see so many things take place. We see his leadership, we see the progress throughout Canaan, we see victories over different peoples who were in the land, and there's so much more that we can see in his life. But we come to the end of his life, and he's given them kind of his farewell address in chapter 23, and then he comes to chapter 24, and in the first part of this chapter, in verses 1 through 13, he's telling them everything that the Lord has done. He's brought you out of Egypt. He helped you cross the Red Sea. He brought you through the wilderness, and all of these things. And he goes through all of these things and tells them what God has done for them. And then we come to verse number 14. It says, "Now therefore, fear the Lord." And I've heard it said, I'm sure you folks have heard it said as well, that when you see the word therefore, you need to stop and see what it's there for. And we see here that this word therefore is here. He's telling them, therefore, because of everything that God has done for you, because He brought you out of Egypt, because He kept you safe through the wilderness, because He brought you across the Jordan River, because He's helped you defeat certain groups so far, you need to keep moving forward for God. You need to keep possessing the land. You need to go in and you need to make sure that you drive out the people who are there. And if we get into the book of Judges, we see that many of the tribes didn't drive out everyone that was that they were supposed to, and how that became a hindrance to them in years to come, but nonetheless, we see that Joshua here is encouraging them to move forward, to keep doing something for God. When I look at the state of, I'll say, fundamentalism or true Christianity, whatever you want to call it, when I look at the state of Christianity in America, I find a group of people who, there are some who have kind of dipped their sails. I know that's a preacher saying. I'm not quite sure what it means, but they've dipped their sails and they've kind of turned from the old ways, or maybe there's a group of people who still believe like they always have and they're doing what they've always done, but they're just kind of in a just hunker down until the Lord comes back sort of mentality. And then there's another group of Christians that you look and you just see it's just complete apathy. They have the right beliefs, but it's like, well, you know, what's God going to do? You know, what could he possibly do? We're in America. It's 2021. You know, we have all of these things, all of this stuff going on between, you know, left and right and even racial division once again. And we're facing all of these things. How can we do anything for God? But the fact is that they were facing a lot of problems in the Bible at this time. They were dwelling among people that, as we just mentioned, they didn't drive out completely like they were supposed to, and they had some issues. I think if we were to look back, we'd say, wow, they had some tough times as well. But the idea here is that Joshua is commanding them and saying, giving them a little bit of an exhortation of, you need to keep going forward. Keep on keeping on. Keep pressing forward for what God has called you to do and what God wants you to do. And I'm afraid this evening that many Christians are like the children of Israel were at this point. They say, well, how? Of course we're going to serve God. Of course we'll serve him because he's done so much for us. And then Joshua replies, but he's a holy God, remember, and he's just, and he's not going to just turn a blind eye to your sin. And then we as Christians would say, oh, well, of course we're going to serve God. Of course we're going to go forward. Of course we're going to do what we're supposed to do. But then we find out, just like the children of Israel, that, well, we might say that, but did we really mean it? So tonight I want to encourage us to keep moving forward for God. I want to encourage us to keep doing something, to keep pressing on until the Lord comes back for us, until he calls us home in death and we leave this life. We need to be continuing to move forward. I believe the reason that the children of Israel didn't accomplish everything that they were supposed to in driving out the people is because they lost sight of the fact that this was the land that God had given them. So I think we need to make sure that we keep our eyes on the prize, so to speak, how we can look forward and say, God promised, what did he promise? I will build my church. He promised that his word will not return void. But the fact is that we need to do our part as well. We need to keep on going forward for God. So this evening, I want to look at and just draw a couple conclusions from this little bit of exhortation from Joshua, so that we as Christians in 2021, a couple thousand years after this was written, can look and say, hey, we need to keep moving forward for God as well. So first this evening, we see a direction. We see Joshua giving some direction to the children of Israel. We see this in verse number 14. He instructs the children of Israel. He gathers the people together and he instructs them that if they're going to move forward, if they're going to keep going on for God, they're going to need three things. We see them here in this verse. It says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood." We see first that he says, if you're going to move forward, you're going to need some respect. We see this phrase, "Now fear the Lord." Fear the Lord. Proverbs 1 verse 7 tells us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If we're going to learn anything, if we're going to do anything, if we're going to go forward at all, we're going to have to fear God. I look at Christianity today and I see a bunch of Christians who say that they're going to serve God, just like the children of Israel did, but then they live with no regard for what God thinks about anything. They live their lives however they want. They do whatever they want to do. They go where they want to go. They act how they want. And then they wonder why God isn't blessing them. They wonder why they're not seeing souls come to Christ. They're wondering why people in their church aren't just on fire for God. And they're wondering why aren't my coworkers coming to church with me? But it's because they look, act, talk, are just like the world. They have no fear of God. They've lost the fear of the Lord in their lives. But Joshua says, hey, if you guys are going to move forward, first, you need to fear the Lord. You need to keep your eyes on God. The God who created everything is the same God who you serve. And the fact of the matter is, when I think about God, the same God who created everyone and everything in the whole universe, when I think of that, I don't want to make him to look at me and say, hey, I'm not happy with what you're doing. Right? That doesn't seem like a good place to be. I know Christians who seem to have no problem living in blatant sin, and they just whatever happens. But to me, I know too much about God and too much about his word to be just someone who loses my fear of God, loses the fear of the Lord, and says, well, you know, whatever, I'm just going to do what I want, and when I stand before God, so what? You know, I don't want to stand there and him say, hey, I am not happy with what you did on earth. And I don't want to stand before God and have him say that to me. But nonetheless, we see that we need to have a fear of the Lord. We need to have some respect. As I said, when we look out across Christianity, we can see a bunch of Christians. I'm afraid that maybe a little bit of a majority of Christians that have no fear of the Lord. They're saved. They know they're on their way to heaven. They might even come to church and tote their Bible with them, but they don't have any respect for God. They don't have any fear of the Lord, of what he has done in the past, what he could do, and not just on a bad side, like not just the punishment side of the fear. They don't even think that he can do anything good in their lives either. They don't see the fact that, hey, not only if I don't live wrong, I won't get punished, but if I live right, I might be able to have the victorious Christian life, an abundant Christian life, and live and see souls saved and see my church grow and see people come to know Christ and have a closer walk with God. They just don't have any fear of God. They have no respect for God. They have no respect for his word. They have no respect for his man. They have no respect for anything that has to do with the things of God. But Joshua is telling the people here, if you're going to go forward, if you're going to possess this land, if you're going to stay in God's will, if you're going to do what you're supposed to do, then you're going to have the fear of the Lord in your life. You're going to have some respect. Next we see, he says, now fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. Not only are they going to have respect, they're going to take up some responsibility. We need to serve him in sincerity and truth. How many Christians do we know that they know? I'm sure that you can all think of someone that they know God has something for them to do. They know, I'm not talking about a new convert that doesn't realize that God has a plan for them or anything like that. I'm talking about Christians who have been saved. They know God wants them to do certain things, whether it's a specific will on their life or whether it's go out soul winning or be in church or read their Bible. They know God wants them to do something, but they just won't accept that responsibility. They say, I don't need to do that. There's someone else that can take my place there. There's someone else who can do that for me. And they just refuse to accept the responsibility of the service that God wants them to give him in the service of the Lord. But not only are we supposed to serve him, it says serve him in sincerity and truth. We need to be sincere in our service. Not serving so that people will look at us and say, oh, wow, what a wonderful servant he is for the Lord. Now, it is wonderful to be a good servant, but we need to make sure that our service is sincere and that we're serving the Lord because we love the Lord and because we want to point people to the Lord. Serving the Lord in our own strength doesn't get us anywhere. And serving the Lord so that people will recognize us, sure, it might get you a little bit of a small amount of fame if you run with the right people who like, you know, servants of the Lord. You know, they might give you a little bit of respect and a little bit of fame on earth. But the fact is, if you're not serving the Lord because you love the Lord and you're not serving the Lord sincerely from the heart so that you can point people to the Lord and help people realize that you're serving for the Lord, then your service is in vain. Your service is not going to matter one lick in eternity if all you're doing is so people can see your name on a flyer that you're going to be the special speaker or the special singer, right? So we need to serve the Lord in sincerity and also in truth. These two go hand in hand, but we need to serve the Lord from our heart. Realize that God, the reason we're serving the Lord is because he is worthy of our service. He has done so much for us. He has given us so much. He sent his son to die on the cross for us so that we could serve him, so that we could have an opportunity to stand and proclaim his word, proclaim his name, proclaim him to a lost and dying world. And he says, hey, you know the truth, so serve me. Joshua is saying, hey, you know the truth. You know what God did. And they go on here in just a moment to tell Joshua what God has done for him. And he says, you know what God did. I just went through 13 verses telling you. He didn't say that, obviously. They didn't have the verses written out then. But he says, I just went through the first part of this chapter telling you what God has done for you. So you know the truth. So serve him. Serve him in sincerity. Be sincere. Be mindful of the truth of God's word and serve God because of it. We see that we're going to have some respect. We're going to have to take up our responsibility and do what God wants us to do. And we see also that we need to have righteousness. Notice this with me. It says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt and serve ye the Lord. We see this phrase, put away the gods. How many Christians do you know? I know I keep saying that because it's the truth. How many Christians do we know that have put something above God? How many of us have put something above God? Sitting in here tonight, how many of us, or watching on the live stream, don't want to leave you guys out, but if how many of us in this service right now have put something above God? We've put something above Him in our lives, whether it be instead of reading our Bible on a daily basis, instead of going out soul winning, instead of being in the church service. How many of us have put something and said, you know what, I know what God's Word says about fill in the blank, but today I think this is more important. I know what God would have me to do. This goes back to the responsibility. I know what God, what the responsibility is that God has given on my life for me to do right now. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but I think this is a little more important. I know what God's will is, but my will trumps that at this moment because I'm going to do X instead of serve the Lord. But God says that they need to have, Joshua's telling them they need to have some righteousness. They need to put away the gods that their fathers served. How many times in the book, in Genesis through Deuteronomy, leading up to the book of Joshua, did the children of Israel turn to God, turn to other gods, and the Lord sent some sort of pestilence or some sort of another army to come in, or you name it, so many different things, because they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing. They weren't living righteous lives, and the Lord sent these things to pull them back. And we see that even through the judges, all these different things that keep coming upon them, and you're like, when will they learn? But then you look at us and we see ourselves doing the exact same thing. It's almost like God gave us His Word and gave us the Old Testament so that we could look at it and be like, oh wow, we're doing the exact same thing. We live and we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing, and we know where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. We know what we're supposed to do. We know how God wants us to live, and yet we still just can't get it. We can't just say, you know what, all to Jesus I surrender. You know, we say, oh, I want to hold on to this. I want to hold on to this God. And we obviously wouldn't say that we're putting something ahead of God, and we wouldn't call it a God, but I'm going to hold on to this secret sin, or I'm going to hold on to this little thing I like to do instead of being in church, and I'm going to do this instead. And God's saying, hey, put away the gods that you're serving. Put away the gods that your father served and serve me. We need to have some righteousness. We need to have respect. We need to have. We need to take up that responsibility that God has for us. We need to have some righteousness in our lives and put away the stuff that God doesn't want us to have. To repent from the things that we've done wrong and turn to Him and say, God, I know that I'm not worthy to serve You. I know that I've done things that I shouldn't, but I still want to be used. I still want to live a righteous life, and I still want to go forward for You. We need to have that desire to move forward, and we need to have that desire to press on for God and not get apathetic, not lose our zeal, not lose our fire, not lose our spark, but say, God said He would do it. God said He would build His church. God said that He would send revival. God said that He would do these things, and we need to make sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do, have that respect for God, have the fear of the Lord in our lives, make sure we're serving where we're supposed to be serving in that responsibility, make sure that we're putting away that stuff that He doesn't want us to be doing, put away those gods that we have set before Him and serve Him with righteousness. We see the direction that Joshua has given them, some exhortation. Fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity, put away the gods. But we see that they come to a decision. We see not only a direction, but a decision. When we're faced with counsel from God's Word, we must then make a decision. We either have to decide if we're going to do what God's Word says or if we're not, right? That's usually the only two decisions. It's not usually, oh, I'm gonna maybe partially do this and then not some of it. No. When it comes to the things of God, His Word is pretty much black and white as far as you need to do this or this. There's not really too many middle of the road gray areas in the Word of God. But our decision will bring a couple things. This decision that we make will bring first remembrance. In verses 16 through 18, Joshua says in verse 15, choose you this day whom you will serve. At the end of the verse, he says, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. A very familiar verse there. And the people answered in verse 16 and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. So they make a little bit of a decision. It brings them to remember. It says, for the Lord our God, it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, in which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave them out before us, all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore we will also serve the Lord, for He is our God." We see that this brought some remembrance. Joshua just told them the stories of the Lord bringing them out of Egypt, crossing the Red Sea, bringing them through the wilderness, bringing them into Canaan. He's told them all these things, and they look at that and say, "Hey, we're going to serve God because God is the one who did all of that." But I want to encourage you tonight that if we're going to move forward for God, if we're going to do something for Him, we're going to have to remember what He's done for us. We can't, I know that it's been said, and I completely agree with it, we can't live our lives based on our past failures or defeats. And we can't live our lives based on our past victories either. But if we're going to keep going right now, we do have to remember what God has done for us. We need to make sure that God is the first thing that we think about in the morning. Remember the things He's done for us. He saved us. He's brought us out of a life of sin, even at, I mean, I got saved when I was 5 years old, so how much of a life of sin could I have been in, right? But I was still heading to hell, and He still brought me, He still saved me from the same hell that I was going to if I would have got saved at 21. And I need to remember every morning, I need to get up and say, "God, thank You for saving me. Thank You for giving me a place where I can serve. Thank You for giving me, calling me into the ministry and telling me that I need to preach the gospel. And thank You for everything that You've done for me, everything You've enabled me to do. Thank You for Your love for me. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for everything that You do for me." Yeah. Amen. We need to have some remembrance. The decisions that we make, if we're gonna go forward for God, the decisions will need to be made based on and bring us to remembrance of what God has done for us. Think about all that God has done for us. Just take a minute, even right now if you want, to think about what God has done for you. Think about how He saved you. Think about the road that He's brought you down, that's led you to this point in your life, and how He's worked in your life, and how He's provided, and how He's met your needs, and how He's done so much for you through even times when you said, I don't want to be going through this. I don't want to be going through this trial or this tribulation. I don't want to go through this affliction or deal with this thorn in the flesh that I'm dealing with. Whatever it is, think about how God helped you through that. Think about how God brought you to this point, and think about what He has done for you. All of the many things that God has done for us. It brings us to remembrance, our decisions do. But not only do our decisions bring us to remembrance, they need to bring us to a resolve. Look at verse number 21. "And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord." He said, "Nay, but we will serve the Lord." Notice, Joshua tells him in verse number 19 and 20, he says, "Ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He's a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you hurt and consume you after that He hath done you good. And the people answered, or the people said unto Joshua, "Nay, but we will serve the Lord." We need to have that same resolve. Now, I understand, and I understand that the children of Israel didn't keep this promise that they made. They didn't serve only the Lord. They turned to gods. They turned to strange gods. They turned from God, and they tried to serve the gods of the children that are of the people who they didn't drive out like they were supposed to. And we see that go on. But my question to you is, just because they did it, does that mean we should do it too? Does that mean just because we saw how it turned out for them? I think as we open God's Word and we look at it, we say, hey, that didn't turn out so well for the children of Israel, right? They had wars. They had, in the promised land, they had wars. They had problems. They had to fight. They had people come in and take them captives, the Philistines, the Amorites, all these different people come in and take them captive. And I submit to you that it didn't turn out so good for them. So why do we try to do it? Why do we try to serve other gods? Why do we try to put other things in front of God? Why do we say, "God, I'm going to serve You," and then we don't? Why do we say, we will serve the Lord," and then we turn from it? The truth is, if we're going to move forward for God, if we're going to keep pressing forward and keep doing something for Him in 2021, then we're going to have to come and get some resolve and say, "We will serve the Lord. I will serve God. I will do right. I will stay away from unrighteousness. I will make sure that I'm determined to do what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to do it, how I'm supposed to do it. I'm going to be in the will of God, and I'm going to do exactly what I'm supposed to do." We will serve the Lord. They had some resolve, some strength to their stand. They had some steadfastness. Now, as I said, I know they turned from it, and I know they didn't keep this promise that they made to the Lord, but just because someone else does it doesn't mean we should. Like your parents always said, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you do it? Right? But the fact is that if we consider the Israelites, the children of Israel, our friends, right, that if they turned from God and they didn't do what they were supposed to, does that mean we should? I don't think so. I think we would all say, no, we need to serve the Lord. And I would definitely say we need to keep serving the Lord. We need to stay focused on Him. We need to make sure that we have the fear of the Lord, that we're serving Him in sincerity and truth, that we're putting away the gods, and that we remember what God has done for us. And we make a decision to go forward for Him and say, hey, I know it's a tough time. I know that the world is a crazy place right now. I know that even in America, there's certain things that are being kind of forced upon Christians that are making us look a little, you know, kookier than we already are. And they're making it harder for us to serve the Lord. At least they're trying to. But the fact is that we need to keep going forward. We need to say, I don't care what happens. I don't care what the world says about me. Listen, the world has never liked Christians. Just because they're a little more vocal about it now doesn't mean that they hate us any more than they might hate us a little more. But hey, they've never loved us. So we need to make sure that we're going forward and say, I don't care how hard it gets. I don't care how dark the world is. The darker the world is, the brighter our light can shine. The more that we need to make sure that the darker the world is, the more that we are shining. The more righteous we are living, the more steadfast we are being in our convictions, the more fear of the Lord we have, and the more that we're serving Him, the more that we're putting away the stuff that's going to keep us from being a good gospel witness for Christ. We see that Joshua gave some good direction. He said, fear the Lord. How important that is for us, to fear the Lord, have respect, to have responsibility, to serve God in sincerity and truth. Oh, how much the world needs to see some sincere, truthful Christians. Some Christians who serve not for fame, not for fortune. You don't get a lot of fortune serving the Lord, but not serving for fame, not serving for fortune, not serving for accolades, but doing it in sincerity, from the heart, and in truth, because we know what the truth is. Have that respect, that responsibility, have that righteousness in our lives. I believe many times the reasons we don't see things accomplished for Christ is because we can't just put away our sin. I believe that. I truly believe that. The reason that we don't see more souls come to know Christ, the reason we don't see church growth, the reason that we don't see personal spiritual growth is because we just won't say no to sin. We just won't put it away. We have too many things that occupy our time that are more fun, more enjoyable than serving the Lord. And so we don't live righteous lives. But we need to live righteously. And it will bring us to a decision that will bring us to remembrance. Think about what God has done for you. If you think about what God has done for you, it'll make it a lot easier to move forward and to serve Him. Think about where He brought you from. Think about the life that He has saved you out of. Think about where you might be if God hadn't saved you. And then once you have that remembrance, make sure that your decision brings you to resolve. Say, I will serve the Lord. I will do what's right. I will not turn to unrighteousness. I will go forward for the Lord. No matter what happens, no matter what people say about me, no matter who looks down their nose at me and calls me a holier than thou or righteous overmuch, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what the world says about me, no matter what my fellow Christians say about me, I'm going to serve the Lord faithfully. I'm going to serve Him with resolve. I'm going to serve Him steadfastly. I'm going to be abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm going to go forward for Him. I'm going to do something. Hey, the God of Joshua, the God that helped Joshua lead the Israelites into Canaan land, is the same God we serve today. He's the same God who wants to do something in 2021 as He did thousands of years ago. He still wants to give victory to the Christian. He still wants to help us go forward for Him. But the fact is that Christians often, we don't want to move forward. We might, as I said, maybe we're in the group that's like, hey, we're just going to hunker down and we're just going to hold on until the Lord comes back. And it's easy to slip into that mentality, especially when every time you don't see anyone saved or whatever, you don't see visitors come to church, whatever it is, it's easy to say, well, us four no more kind of mentality, and just say, we're just going to make do until the Lord comes back. But the fact is that God wants us to move forward. God, nowhere in God's word do I find that we're just supposed to kind of sit on our hands until He shows up. He tells us to go and win souls. He tells us to do what we're supposed to do. And the fact is that we still serve the same God who can. We serve the God that wants us to move forward. He wants us to go forward for Him. He wants us to do something for Him. And I want to encourage you this evening to listen to the advice that Joshua gave. To say, hey, I'm going to have respect for God. I believe that the folks here tonight, you do have the fear of the Lord. You're here on a Sunday night. You are faithful to church. And I believe that you do have the fear of the Lord. Make sure that you don't let that wane. Make sure that you remember who God is and remember who we are. He's the one who created everything. And we're just one of the creatures, right? He's just something that He created that we need to serve Him. We need to have the fear of the Lord. We need to have the responsibility to say, I'm going to serve Him because my heart wants to serve Him. I'm going to serve Him because He's worthy of it. And then have that righteousness, put away the gods that we've put in front of God. And then have a decision bringing us to remembrance. Remember the things that God has done for us. And then have some resolve. Say, no matter what, we will serve the Lord. When someone says, when the leader says, hey, but you got to remember, God is holy. God is just. God won't accept sin. God won't just kind of wink at your sin and say, oh, that's okay. God is holy and just. He doesn't love your sin like you love your sin. We say, hey, I know that, but we will serve the Lord. We will go forward. We will go into the land. We will possess the land and we will do what we're supposed to do. We'll do what God has called us to do. We're going to move forward for God. We're going to do something for Him, even though it's hard, even though it's tough, even though we don't know how it's going to turn out, we will move forward. We will do something for the Lord. We see a great direction, a great exhortation given by Joshua thousands of years ago to the children of Israel. He says, fear the Lord and serve Him and put away the gods. We see a wonderful response from the people. We will serve the Lord. My question is for us tonight, are we in that same group? Are we in the group that says, we will serve the Lord? We will go forward. We will do what we're supposed to do. We will not be found sinning and doing unrighteousness. We'll stand for the Lord. We'll serve Him. We'll do what's right. We won't turn to the other gods. Or we, like the children of Israel, maybe we'll say that, but then we say, well, I'll serve the Lord with your fingers crossed, kind of behind your back, say, I'm going to serve the Lord, and then kind of turn to whatever you want to do. Turn to sin, turn to self, turn to something else. I want to encourage you tonight that when you say, I will serve the Lord, I hope that you'll say that with me tonight. I will serve the Lord, and then you'd mean it from your heart. You have resolve, say, I'm going to do something for the Lord. I'm going to serve Him, and I'm going to go forward for Him. I'm going to keep moving forward. The times are tough. The end times are obviously upon us and things are happening around us. And we can see the Lord's return is drawing nigh. We don't know how nigh that is specifically, but we know that the Lord's return is drawing nigh. But no matter what, I want to be found diligently serving Him, doing what I'm supposed to be doing. We can look through this book and see what we're supposed to be doing. And I hope that you, with me this evening, will say, hey, no matter what, I'm going to move forward for God. I'm not going to be stagnant. I'm not just going to hold on until He comes back. I'm going to move forward. I'm going to try to draw closer to Him. I'm going to try to win souls to Him. And I'm going to do more for God in the time that remains. I hope that you and I can both move forward for God while there's still time. Moving forward for Him. No matter what happens, just going forward for God.